Senate Democrats today blocked a bipartisan energy bill because they tried to tack on hundreds of millions of dollars in emergency aid for Flint, Michigan, and Republicans rejected that effort. The energy bill is the first of its kind in 9 years. Timothy Kama is energy and environment reporter at the Hill newspaper. He's with us now from Washington. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you. And first of all, tell us more about what happened today in the Senate that stopped this bill from going forward.
Well, essentially, for the last week or so, Democrats and Republicans were trying to get somewhere to get some sort of aid on Flint. And, the clock simply ran out. And today they had the vote. And the entire Democratic caucus was united in filibustering this and preventing it from moving forward.
But why would aid for Flint be tacked onto an energy bill that's been in the works for a long time?
Right. So, yes, the energy bill has been in the works since early last year. And this simply came up. It was really a timing thing that this bill came to the floor and this Flint crisis really got into the national spotlight around the same time. So it seemed logical to the Democrats, especially to the Michigan Democrats, to try to get this aid on this as a sort of a must pass bill that they thought would work out.
And what would the money have done, the Flint money, that this would have gone to just replace pipes in Flint or other things as well?
The original request from Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters of Michigan was for $600 million. $400 million of it would go to repairing and replacing pipes in Flint that have been broken down by this corrosive water. And then the remaining $200 million would go to a so-called Center of Excellence on Lead Poisoning for research and education about lead poisoning.
And the energy bill overall, first of all, I mean, I want to ask you what's going to happen with that next. But what's in this thing? This has been in the works for a long time, and it's the first energy bill in 9 years.
Right. It's not very comprehensive. It's sort of a grab bag of small priorities from Republicans and Democrats to sort of modernize the country's energy system, pipelines, electric grid, things like that, a lot of very small things all thrown in together. There's still hope to move forward on this bill. The leading Democrats and Republicans all want to find some solution to Flint and get this bill moving forward. And that very well might happen as early as next week. But it really depends on these negotiations, which are ongoing and will likely go through the weekend.
So just a grab bag, though, it's not something that would move us greatly in the direction of alternative energies of wind, of solar, of trying to upgrade the grid so that we're not losing many percent of our electricity that we actually produce, but it never makes it to the end user.
Right, right. There's a lot in there for grid modernization, and a lot of that is about efficiency, about not wasting energy. There's also anything to modernize the grid can really help with alternative energy like wind or solar, because that really changes the pressure that the electric grid has on certain directions. So that's why that was a high priority for the Senate Democrats in this negotiation.
And you say there's still hope for this bill.
There's still hope. I just spoke with Senators Peters and Stabenow a few minutes ago, and they've gotten a lot of good vibes from the Republicans, and they really want to go at this.
All right. Well, we'll keep watching it. Timothy Kama, energy and environment reporter at the Hill newspaper. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.